NPR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
My fellow saxophone enthusiasts, a good afternoon. And you're officially tuned into Saxophone a la Permitti on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And today's episode is coming to y'all in the wake of Juneteenth. So I thought it would be fitting to explore the philosophical concept of hope and despair. This sounds kind of dramatic, but it's not. It's just contemplation on important things that one should contemplate. If thy wishes.
Something about corporate globalization. I started by gesturing towards a longer...
This is Angela Davis speaking on corporate globalization.
This invisible hand, right? That somehow or another freedom will reveal itself. But when we look at the extent to which countries in the southern region have been devastated by these new policies and devastated by the juggernaut of privatization.
This has been Joseph Ballone, Cavalier de St. George. And now we shall begin our contemplation to John Coltrane and Duke Ellington's My Little Brown Book, the perfect song to contemplate things to, in my opinion. Of Angela Davis's speeches on the meaning of freedom, which I contemplated, I think, last week or the week before. But I'd also like to contemplate some of the thoughts in a few books I picked up. The first, titled In Spirit and in Truth, The Music of African-American Worship. It's written by Melville Wilson Costin, and in the preface, she gives an example of, and I quote, hope in the midst of suffering. And she writes, for everything they took away, we came up with something new. We sang some new songs, we danced us some new dances. See, you can put a hurting on the body, but you can't touch the soul. And this is actually a quote from a former slave. And I like this quote because there's a few constant topics that are musically contemplated in a lot of the music I play on this show. And one of them has to do with new music or some sort of newness, the phenomenology of newness. And I think this has something to do with Afrofuturism, but before I get into that, I just wanted to say the best example of this is Albert Ayler's album, New Grass. I've been listening to Free at Last and Heart Love a lot, but he has a track on this album called New Ghosts. Play a little excerpt of that. But based on the thoughts Mark Fisher writes about in The Metaphysics of Crackle, we can come to understand the concept of Afrofuturism and identity as a sort of ghost or new ghost in the wake of always having to come up with new concepts after, you know, having your music and traditions stolen from we all become ghosts in some, in one way or another. I don't know if this is making sense, but let's continue on with the contemplation. There's a little excerpt of Albert Ayler's New Ghost coming up here, so... The next quote I have is from James H. Cone's book, The Spiritualists and Blues. And coming up is my favorite saxophone version of Amazing Grace by Archie Shepp. So stay tuned to Saxophone. Thank you. there is somebody that I think needs to the contemplation of and here's one thing he wants, the some sort of greater good. You ain't living until you've met the Savior. Had a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you've met the Savior. Until you've answered his call. You ain't living it all. But honestly, I think this speaks for itself. This world may be impressed by your great name. You may be a millionaire, but the Father made it so. And here's one thing he wants the world to know. You ain't of joy, no trace of happiness. But when I open up my heart and let Christ in, new life for me began. Just like a log, I was drifting in the sea. I was on my way without a destiny. New life for me, yeah. Now I can tell the world you ain't living until you've met the Savior. Had a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you've met the Savior. Until you've answered his call. You ain't living at all. You ain't living at all. You ain't listening to Lady Ray. It's been a long time, and if you haven't heard it yet, you are about to hear Prince Buster's version of A Change Is Gonna Come. And we all know Sam Cooke's revolutionary version of this song. I don't know how many people know, but Sam Cooke is a revolutionary himself. Just in his music. what he's able to express through it. But I guess important genres to this show include reggae or ska, which is this genre, and Prince Buster is like one of the main pioneers of this, I would say. Saxophone, other permitting on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, to McCoy Tyner's When Sunny Gets Blue, we shall contemplate the spirituals and the blues. So James H. Cone writes, on the topic of God and black suffering, he writes, but black slaves did not have the opportunity to investigate the problem of suffering in the luxury of a seminar room with all the comforts of modern living. And this is kind of on the topic of the word alone, or I guess the feelings of loneliness, which can be related to a lot of music and expressions in the blues genre. But it's also a topic that contemplates the academic guise as someone who's gone through the academic system in music. It is important to recognize academic guise because, yeah, not everyone has the privilege and luxury of contemplating these things in a seminar room.
Perhaps I should locate the attorney.
One of my favorite contemplators.
And then stalk back and study the road of travel. Oh, I was in a hurry, but it was not.
This has been an excerpt of James Baldwin's contemplation on being. It's called Inventory/On Being 52 Part 3. Released in 1987 by... You're listening to Sam Cooke from the past, live at the Copa, performing The Best Things in Life Are...
Best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They claim that for you and for me. Flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours and they're mine. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free.
And another quote on the future, or the topic of Afrofuturism. Cone writes, I guess on the topic also of like spirituals and blues, he writes that these songs make clear the future is not simply a reality to come. It is a reality that has already happened in Jesus' resurrection and is now present in the midst of the black struggle of liberation. He also writes that the only requirement for acceptance on the gospel train, which is also like a recurring theme or motive in the music, was the willingness to move, to step into the future. Those who were bound to the present by earthly possessions would, and then he goes on to write, would be not likely to hop on the gospel train and, I guess, be transported to the future. And now I forgot a very important genre, which is hip-hop and rap. It's kind of like the new improvisation of our age. And this is Malcolm by Ghostface Killah. Also, a revolutionary album, I think, to Black History. 2001 by Dr. Dre. But this is less contemporary. I guess this is kind of old now. But I think rap contemplates a lot of important topics in the community, and that is why hip-hop and rap, I think, is really important also, historically, because these are the direct experiences expressed by Black people, by African-American people, however you want to say it, by Americans. And it's great that music can archive these experiences. I think one of the greatest rappers of our day right now is Absol. The new album Herbert just came out. I think he's coming to Vancouver, so shout out Absol, get your tickets. But let's go back to our contemplation, or at least revealing of the quotes I've chosen for today's episode. This is another quote from James H. Cone's book, Spirituals and the Blues. He writes, Black slaves also expressed their anticipation of God's new future with apocalyptic imagination. And yeah, the apocalypse and contemplations about that have produced some great music. The Scatolites, for example, Nuclear Weapon. We've got Count Basie, the Atomic Basie, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington, two revolutionary composers in America. And the last quote from on the topic of Afrofuturism is that the songs emphasize the inability of the present to contain the reality of the divine future.
My sun don't shine no more. My light ain't lime no more. My kite don't fly no more. My woman ain't mine no more. My words don't rhyme no more. My life ain't live no more. My heights ain't high, they low. I ain't got time no more. Luck ain't on my side no more. I can't touch the sky no more. The plug don't supply no more. I ain't alright, I'm wrong. My pie don't multiply and don't wanna divide no more. I can't see the signs no more. I don't wanna try no more. I messed up, but it be like that. I missed out, but it be like that.
Missed out, but it be like that.
Why they had to do me like that, man? It wasn't supposed to be like that.
It be like that.
I had doubts, but it be like that. I masked out, but it be like that.
Masked out, but it be like that.
Lord knows it's been like that, but it don't gotta end like that. Cause my sun just shined again. My light look lime again. Yeah. My kite might fly again. My woman wanna be mine again. And all my words rhyme again. My life's more live again. My heights feel high as shit. I'm taking my time again. Cause luck is on my side again. I can touch the sky again. My plug is online again. Everything is alright again. Yeah. The pie's
still multiply, the total divide, it makes sense.
I can see the signs again, let me tell you why I'm trying again. I messed up, but it be like that. I missed out, but it be like that.
Missed out, but it be like that.
Why they had to do me like that, man? It wasn't supposed to be like that.
James H. Cone quotes Charlie Parker. On the topic of music, he writes that music is your own experience, your thoughts, your wisdom. If you don't live it, it won't come out of your horn. And I think this goes as much as it does for improvisationalists on an instrument as it does for rappers who extemporize or freestyle verbally. The only difference is a rapper is able to speak through the English language, and a saxophonist, for example, is speaking, I think Albert Ailey would say, in a universal language, perhaps. But they're both just different. Phenomenological concepts of sound. Like listening to Bach makes me feel lonely. The saxophone solo here, it makes me feel contemplative. So while we're still kind of on the topic, or musical time space of the blues, what better time than to contemplate despair? When I took Hope and Despair in philosophy, we learned about few philosophers. Approaches to describing what it is to lose hope, what it is to hope, what it is to despair. Matthew Radcliffe gives a definition of the phenomenology of hopelessness. He says hope is pre-intentional or existing feelings. Hope is existential feelings. But my favorite philosophy I have, Hope and Despair, comes from Vincent Lloyd. He actually writes a paper called For What Are Whites to Hope? And when I took this course, a lot of the papers that we were reading were kind of talking about Black Lives Matter, because it was happening at that time. And Vincent Lloyd wrote about this false consciousness and its interruptions, such as I Can't Breathe, George Floyd, or Say Her Name, Breonna Taylor, and also Trayvon Martin, and Black Lives Matter, civil rights, black power, etc. Here's about how all of these are interruptions to this false consciousness that we've been living. And something that he says that I appreciate is that he says we should directly address non-black or white audiences and name what they take for granted. And I think, you know, since it was Juneteenth yesterday, I just thought, if I was going to directly address non-black or white audiences and name something that they take for granted, it would be music. And something I personally noticed a lot in the educational system, higher education, music education. Because I think, yeah, it's taken for granted. Especially when it comes to Black excellence or the contributions that even just African Americans or the Black community has made to the development of American music into what it is today. Vincent Lloyd also writes in this paper about Black theology and how it can allow Christian theology to become post-race, a world where race has no role. And I think this is also important for creating post-racial art and music as well. Black theology, whether you're spiritual or not, is important to understanding a lot of the music that has influenced the development of music today and what music is today. The last thing I'll say is that, well, it's another thought of Vincent Lloyd's, and he writes about how one must renounce their race privilege to warrant a genuine despair or a phenomenology of hopelessness, because not all races face the same struggle, history, oppression, etc. And so if there's anything to think about on Juneteenth, or the day after, which is today, is to contemplate and just think about what you might take for granted, particularly if you are not a black person. And thinking about what would happen if you renounced your race privilege. Because, yeah, it's important to remember that not all races face the same struggle, but I think we are, and we should be focused on the journey to post-racial art and music. But you have to recognize black theology, and you have to recognize all of the interruptions to this false consciousness we've been living in to even do that. You have to recognize Black Lives Matter, civil rights, equality. There's just a few examples of the recent happenings. But, this has been Saxophone a la Primitive, special contemplation episode. Shout out the Loopers. Other papers you might consider reading are Derek Bell's Racial Realism or Catherine J. Norlock's The Perpetual Struggle. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And I hope that you might consider contemplating Juneteenth.